Okay. Good morning. Hey, Nisan. Chodesh Shenigalu, the month that we were redeemed, in the month of Yirat Hashem, will be zeichet to be redeemed again. As we're talking about yesterday, introduction to the concept of brachas, the mea brachas, which is nogea to our general avodah at this time of history of Klal Yisrael, to be machzer haTorah lebaleh, to give the crown, the dominion of the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the most natural way to do it is with our brachas. As we mentioned briefly yesterday, we'll just go over very quickly. The beginning of every bracha is recognition as Baruch Ato Hashem, that you, the Hashem, that can talk directly to Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Hasheni, you are the source of all the brachas. And by the fact that we recognize that Hashem is the source of all our brachas, of everything we have, and the specific thing that we'll make a bracha on, that gives us a schus to be able to use it properly. It's a schus to get a shefer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is second parish of bracha. Bracha is like a wellspring coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we recognize that this is Hashem's, it's not mine, it was just given to me to use by Hashem the way He wants, then we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the shoresh of all the brachas. Elokeinu Hashem, that is mashgiach upon every single one of us, everything that's happening, every second of our lives is bashgachas Hashem, bein l'toiv, bein l'mutav, whether it's a nisoyin or whatever it is, something brought us to Hashem to pay attention to it, take advantage of, to grow from. Melech ha'olam, as we said, this is the time for us to recognize Hashem is Melech ha'olam, the only one ruling the world. Everything that's happening and everything that we have is all from Him. So the first bracha of the Meir Brachas that David HaMelech was Mesakin, as he said, he was Mesakin his Meir Brachas to stop a Magesha, stop a plague that was in his time. First of these bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem HaKeinu Melech HaOlam, Shekishonu Mitzvoisov V'tzivonu Al Netilas Yadayim. We make the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim various times in the course of the day. The first one we say in the morning is special. In some ways it's different than the other ones. The idea behind the Netilas Yadayim in the morning is two reasons. One is the preparation for the tefillah. A person should have his hands clean before davening. And the Rashba adds, it says, Chadoshim lavkorim rabba munasecho. Every morning is something new. It's a new life, and it's a new experience of Hashem's emuna towards us. Hashem is steadfast in giving us life every day, whether we deserve it or not. When we go to sleep at night, and the Shema goes up and it comes back, we're refreshed physically and spiritually. And therefore we have to be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're starting a new day of life. It's a new unit of life. And what are we going to do with this unit of life? When we're washing our hands, we're saying that we recognize this unit of life was not just given to us, stam. It is given us. It was given to us, lichvoidei, lisholsei, ulevor shemoi. That's the lashon of the Rashba. To honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize how everything that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, to serve Him, to be Avdei Hashem. We're in the Chodesh of Nisan now. It's the time that even Paro called out to all of Mitzrayim, till now you're Avdei Paro, now, Halu Avdei Hashem, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're His Avodim. The only master that is Kedai to be an Eved to, the master that cares so much for us, and His Avodah is not for Him, because He doesn't need it. Hashem doesn't need anything. He has everything. He made the Avodah so that we should be able to be Miskayer, to bring ourselves closer to Him. So by washing my hands, I do the same act that the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. That before any Avodah, they had to wash their hands from the Kiyar. There's those that say the parsha of the Kiyar every time in the Kabbalah, like we said today, we're not having regular minyanim, so we have more time, we could say it ourselves. But even if you're not saying it, when you wash your hands in the morning, It's a time to stop for a second and think, what happened this morning? And what is this new day all about? What happened this morning is, Rabbi Munasecha, because Boch of the Rosh Vachmam gave me back my neshama, even though I may not have deserved it. Number two is, I have my neshama. What am I alive for? What is the purpose of this day? I have a whole day ahead of me. It's the purpose of the day to eat, the purpose of the day to involve in the latest news, latest gossip, or is it Tachlis Achaim, just to work for my panosa? Or, no, there are certain things that we have to do and certain things we shouldn't do. But the Tachlis of everything is Avodas Hashem. And if we look at it like that, then in a tsunami, from the beginning to the end of the day, it's Avodas Hashem. Whether it's when we're in a base medrash, or nowadays we're at home, whether we're learning, or whether we're working, whether we're talking, it's all, if I'm, and my metzias is to be an Eved Hashem, and everything of life can be part of that. My Rebbe, Rav Nissim Kerev Zecheinu Levracha, I remember one of the last things I heard him say, he was very weak already, and somebody came in and asked him, how should we mechanech our children? Should we mechanech them to be Gdolei Yisrael? And he was barely able to talk, and he said, we should be mechanech them to be Oivdei Hashem. That's what we mechanech them, to recognize this is the greatness, this is the exalted nature of Klal Yisrael, that we're the Oivdei Hashem, just like a king. He has in his palace only special people that can work inside the palace, and even more so, the different levels, lower echelon, higher echelon. We're the highest echelon, and we're those Oivdei Hashem, Hashem's intimate children, family, that were chosen to be Meshoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're proud of. And Kamuvan, each one on this level. Adam Godel is a person who is a higher level of being an Oivdei Hashem. And the more simple person is taking it more simply, but that is our nature. So, once again, when we're washing our hands in the morning, we're saying, we recognize everything is from Yaakov Shvohu, and the second, the middle part of the bracha, Shekir Yishon HaMitzvah Yisov HaTzivonu, we recognize that a mitzvah is not just something that we have to do. It's not that we are unfortunate to be commanded with Tag Mitzvahs. Adarabah, He uplifted us from all the nations of the world. All the nations of the world go through their mundane lives, and that's the end of it. And by us is just the beginning. We have a Tainug Nitzvi, that eternal pleasure of being the Mechitzas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it starts by being an Oved Hashem this world. There was some guy that said after the Black Plague that it wouldn't be for the fact that the Jews just... If it would be for the fact that the Jews just introduced washing one's hand before eating, that would be a good enough gift to mankind. It's a cute remark, Kamuvan, that's not what it's about. If you do things right, if you do things for Kiddusha, Avodas Hashem, so you also gain those other things of hygiene. But the focus of the mitzvah is not hygiene. The focus of mitzvah, and we're talking about now, the Netilas Yadayim, when we get up in the morning, is once again, HaKadosh HaToyv, thanking HaKadosh Baruch, recognizing that I'm still alive and I'm starting a new day, that feeling of refreshed. It's not just another day. Oh, sometimes a person's home and then now we have to be home many days. Oh, another day home, another day home. It's not another day. It's a new day. It's the first day of my life. There used to be some cereal that used to say, it's the first day of your life, which you could take even from that something good. That's the way we should look at life. Every day is a unit, a new unit of life, a gift from Hashem, for us to take advantage of it as best possible. And how can we best take possible? By recognizing that I'm a Shoras Hashem. I'm an Oved Hashem. And that's the Kedushah Mitzvah Yisov. He's Mekadoshos. When we wash hands in the morning, like we said yesterday, it's not just like anybody else washes their hands. It's Moisiv Kedusha. It adds Kedusha to us. It focuses us. I'm like a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. I will drum already from the time of the Rishayim. They say a Chiddush in the parish of the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim simply means washing one's hands. Make a natla. I think in modern Hebrews also, natla is the kli that you wash your hands from. So the simple pshat of Netilas Yadayim is that we wash our hands from a kli, because that's the way you do Netilas Yadayim. You have to wash it from a kli, so from a cup or whatever you're washing it for. But Lamaisa Avodram brings a second pshat, and it says that the word by naklaim sometimes, both in Hebrew and Aramaic, means to uplift. Vayitnatlem, vayinasim. What we're saying when we're making the bracha is that everybody has hands. A goy has hands, and a Jew has hands. And an animal is, well, most animals don't have hands, they have feet. But even if it is, there are certain animals, maybe a monkey has hands. They're very different, the hands of Chlayus, from the hands of the rest of the Brihus. And that's what we're saying. Al Netilas Yadayim also means uplifting my hands. The hands beside Echad are the way we interact with everything, of physical interaction with things. Without hands, a Chamorro Slav person doesn't have hands. It's very, very hard. And if he wants to interact with things, just think of the basic things a person's doing every day. The hands are so essential to pick things up, move things, and to do things. A person is working. He can work without hands, a normal work. We're saying, I'm uplifting my hands. My hand is not just something for pleasure. It's not just something for even the physical interactions. It's much more than that. I'm uplifting it to recognize that my hands are something that are kedusha. We know in the olden times, today we don't do it, but the concept of the hands was to uplift our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pesukim said. That's the way they used to daven. We don't do it because of various reasons. But Lamaisa, that's the idea of the hand. It's something to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if not physically doing it, but at least in our mind, recognize the hands is something to uplift our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim, when they give the brachas, they also uplift their hands. It's a symbol of uplifting my hands, saying the usage of my hands, my interactions in life is for Kedusha. I'm uplifting it. It's very interesting also that in the modern society, the hand became something that a person preoccupies himself with without a stop. I don't know if you ever saw it. People have these little things they hold in their hands, and they're constantly. It's very interesting to note also, by the way, that physiologically, the motor cortex of the brain, about one third of it is just for the hands. Now, it's a major part of all the motor movement, motor ability, or koiches in the brain, is set aside for the hands. We see how important the hand is. So, and that's what it is. A person could spend his whole day just using his thumbs and his fingers with different machines and not really thinking about something of value. Or on the other hand, he could use the hand and recognize, my hands can be used for mitzvahs, my hands can be used for gemilas chasodim, and my hands could be used, like we said, that concept of my yadayim up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm stretching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I don't physically do it. But the concept of hands and stretching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that everything is from up above, and I want to connect with Hashem and take down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all that wonderful Shefa he has reserved for me. So Shizeicha, like we're saying, today is a day to pay attention of a little bit more about brachas in general, the specific bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvoisav. We are once again uplifted above all the other nations. We have the Kedusha, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifted from just a mundane life, a spiritual life, our tears are dying by the fact that we're washing our hands, number one, to recognize that we're, Baruch Hashem, a refreshed, a new day of life. And together with that, a day of washing my hands like a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm a Shoras Hashem. I'm going to use this day, not only my tefillahs, but every second of my day, to serve Hashem with everything I do, and also uplift myself in a, figuratively, that idea of uplifting our hands, showing that we are connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi'at Hashem, if we do this, so there's no more beautiful and simple and pure way of showing Hashem, like we said, I'm giving the Torah to you. You're the one in control. I just want to connect myself to you. I want to uplift myself, not be just that mundane creature, but that special bria, bonim Hashem elikenu, so close to Hashem. And v'zat Hashem, and the source of this will be zeicha to a new day with special siyata shemaya, special shefa brocha, and each one of us. And collectively, the more of us that mitzchazik in that, the more of a siyata shemaya we'll have to mevatel this magefa, mevatel the tzoris, and bring the geula b'mehayav yameinu.